Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kresus Tes Zayin, Kresus 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start at the new Mishnah, which is about seven lines down in the wides. We're dealing in Meseches Kresus with cases that if the violation of the Torah is done by mistake, it would be an obligation of a Karban Chatos to atone. And we're right now in a series of dialogues with Rabbi Akiva in which he explores what is the nature and the extent of the obligation if a person did something that has multiple ramifications. How do we assess it? Is one atonement carbon going to cover it all, or does it need individual carbonos? Now, we'll see the Mishnah, I'd like to work it through methodically, with the awareness that the Gemara will have to expound on it to really make sense of it, so to speak, because, as Artsko uses a very nice word, the intent of the Mishnah is a bit obscure. I don't want to use the word enigma. Enigma is like you struggle with it. Over here, the word obscure, I think, is very accurate. It needs work. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, who he's talking with, are talking very rapidly on a sophisticated plane in that we're hearing the words, but we don't really understand fully what is going through their minds. What are the ramifications of each one of these steps? It's like, I thought I knew English, and the person speaking in English over here, I thought I knew a person speaking in Hebrew, and the connect requires quite a bit of background and quite a bit of work. A Mishnah like this, you could technically read the words in, we'll do it in our 10-minute segment, but it's hours and hours and hours to truly appreciate what this conversation was, and it is a conversation. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Sho'alti is Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer the following question. Ba'osa malachos harbe, a person did multiple Shabbos violations, b'shabosas harbe, on different Shabbosos. Me'ein malacha achas, he was always doing the malacha in the same category. So that if, for example, you have the malacha of Zoreya as an av malacha to plant something, not allowed to do that on Shabbos, toldos may be different things that will enhance the growth of something that's there. This person did the malacha, a series of toldos of the same category, behela machas, and it's all in one forgetfulness. He didn't realize that this thing is called a malacha. It's forbidden on Shabbos. Mahu, what's the halacha? And Rabbi Akiva already has developed what his question is. Chayiv achas al kulan, is he obligated just one atonement carbon on this whole package, or he's going to be obligated on every one of his acts a separate atonement carbon. Omar Li, Rabbi Akiva recounts, and Rabbi Eliezer responded to me, there's an obligation individually for each one of the violations as a kalvachomer. I'll show you my proof. Uman Nida, the case of Nida, which was a known halacha, that if a person was with numerous times, it's going to be numerous atonement karbanos. She'ein batotzaos harbe v'chataos harbe. It doesn't have multiple types of violation. There's one thing, it's cohabitation with a Nida. Whereas by Shabbos, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, and we know that by nida you're obligated for every act. Shabbos sheyesh ba totzos harbe yumisos harbe, Shabbos that goes in different directions, different types of avenues, different types of violations. There are lamites malachas, 39 different ways to violate Shabbos. In adin sheyeh chayiv al kol achas v'achas, certainly it's more strict, let's phrase it. And therefore, you should for sure be obligated to bring an atonement karban on each act. Amartilo, Rabbi Akiva responded, I said to him, Im amarta benida, I understand why it would be so strict by nida, sheyish ba shtei azharos, because there are two prohibitions. Shehum muzer al hanida, the man is forbidden to be with the woman who's a nida. V'hanida muzaris alof, and the nida, the woman, is forbidden to be with him. So that's a reason to be very strict by nida. Toma b'Shabbos, you're going to compare that to Shabbos. She'im bo el azhara achas. There's only one in the equation that's in violation. The apple is not obligated in Hilchos Shabbos. The person is obligated in Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, there's less reason to be strict by Shabbos because there's only one in the equation that's obligated. Amali, Rabbi Eliezer responded, I could give you a case where only one is in violation, is obligated. Only one is obligated, and nevertheless, it's just as strict. Habal aketanos, the case of a man who comes on underage girls. Now, I mean, we right away, it's a trouble for us, but in Talmud, you have to be willing to consider the case. The case is that she's not yet the bas mitzvah, and it's a forbidden relationship, either because she's a nida or because she's a relative. Ha-ketanos, Rashi says, ketanos da alma, any case of ketana, you pick your case. But if it's a forbidden relationship, yochiach, it will show, she'ein ba ela azhara achas, it's only one-sided prohibition, only the adult in the relationship is prohibited. The person who's not bas mitzvah is not prohibited. V'chayva kol achas v'achas, and the laws of nida still apply, that each act is its own violation and needs its own atonement. Amarti lo, Rabbi Akiva said, I said back, it's still not proving the point of Shabbos where it's a one-sided equation. Im amarta biketanos, if you're going to say it by underage, she'av apish im ba'achshav, agreed, right now there's no violation on that person. Yesh balach hazman, but eventually they will be obligated. We're talking about a Jewish person who's just underage right now. So at some point, they will be obligated, and therefore it's a two-sided equation. That's why it's so serious. Toma b'Shabbos, she'im ba'achsha v'lo lach hazman, but Shabbos is totally one-sided, not two, and therefore it's less strict, and therefore you have not proven that it should be atoned for each one on its own individual level, multiple karbanos. Amali, Rabbi Eliezer, responded, Habo al habehema yochiach. If a person is with an animal, that's pretty clear. It's a one-sided equation. The animal is not obligated in mitzvahs. The person is obligated in mitzvahs. And therefore, only one side of the equation is obligated, that's the person, and nevertheless, multiple obligations would be incurred, multiple atonements would be needed if a person was with an animal multiple times in the same forgetting, didn't know that this was a rule in the Torah, would be obligated for each cohabitation. And so Rabbi Eliezer assumes he's finally proven his point regarding Shabbos, that even though it's a one-sided equation, the person is obligated. The object of his malacha has no obligation. It should be the same thing. And each act should have to be atoned for. Amarti lo, Rabbi Akiva furthermore recounts, I said to him, Habehema kishabis. The behema, the animal case, is like Shabbos. Now, there's a question what this means, what Rabbi Akiva meant, but at least one explanation is found in Rashi, the last words of his commentary on the Mishnah, Af behema mi boili kishabis. You're right, behema is like Shabbos, and I'm asking the same question regarding behema. If you would have a case where a person did not know that living with an animal is forbidden, and he did it multiple times in the same forgetfulness, you're assuming for sure it's separate atonements, and I'm responding, according to this explanation in Rashi, that I'm just as in doubt in that case. It's a one-sided obligation, only on the person. The other one will never be obligated. And therefore, I am indeed asking about that case as well. Do you have to have atonements on each individual act or not? But Rabbi Akiva's original question was in the case of Shabbos, where he posed this question, one-sided obligation, can it all be rolled into one or not? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.